We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, back here on OMF, let's take some phone calls, and then we'll get to Mike Lombardi. Find out what he knows. He's probably not going to know anything that's going on directly right now, but he can give us an idea of what the approach is by Belichick, because I think Belichick may be just allowing Tom Brady to go and hear from all of these other teams. And then, in the end, come back and basically say, okay, here's what we can do. You saw what the rest of the world looks like, and here's what our situation is, as opposed to coming right out of the gate, giving him a number that you know is going to be low to begin with, because New England is going to be lower than what he's going to get elsewhere, and then pissing him off.
Do the Tampa Bay Bucks, what numbers have they retired? Is number 12 available?
I'm sure they have plenty of numbers available down there. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Let's see.
Miami, it'll be a problem, I can tell you that. That will be an issue.
So the only ones that are retired, Derek Brooks, number 55. Leroy Selman, number 63, and Warren Sapp, number 99.
There you go.
So number 12 is available.
Number 12
is available.
So there's
not going to be any issues.
So here's another one we should probably look at, because we'd heard again from the Brady camp, some of the Brady people, the leakers out of the Brady camp, that he'd rather not have a team that has New England on the schedule.
Well, tour
20 and 21, and it will be
his last year
on the road in Gillette Stadium.
Beautiful.
Perfect. He can say goodbye.
So we should go to all these other teams.
Maybe then he'll get a red jacket.
Yep. Let's talk to our buddy Mike Lombardi on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Hey.
How are we doing? What are we dealing with today?
What do you think? Same thing we dealt with yesterday and the day before. It's all Brady up here. What do you think it is? Brady.
Well, I know, but where is he cited somewhere? Is he, you know, South Dakota, North Dakota? Where has he moved to now? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know if you've seen Giselle's Instagram account or not, but she's talking about where she wants to live next year.
Well, they are home shopping. That's correct, right? I mean, they did sell their home in the Boston area.
I don't think they've sold it yet, but it's up on the market. All right, so you tell us from working around Bill. Some people are amazed, and most other people are pretty much saying, this is how Bill does business. Apparently, Bill has not sat down with Brady, with Don Yu, to get into specifics. Is he right now allowing Brady, because we all know it may be illegal, but the tampering exists, is he allowing Brady to see what the rest of the world is like out there? That maybe it's not going to be as bright as he thinks it is, and then come back in at the last second? What is Bill doing here?
I don't know what he's doing, but just knowing Bill, it's an incomplete passage right now because he doesn't know what the CBA is. So for him to go and sit down with a player to really kind of talk about a contract and figure out, especially something of the magnitude of this, without having all the information, to me is not a Belichickian approach. I think that in light of where the players are with the collective bargaining agreement, they're going to vote on it. They are voting on it, allegedly. I don't know. It's going to get passed, according to the head of it. And so why not wait a couple days? Once you know what that is, once you've seen the landscape, then you can figure out what you're going to do off-season-wise.
That makes sense. But do you also think there's a possibility that the Patriots are looking at it right now and they're saying, there might be teams out there, but Tom may not be thrilled when he finally sits down with them and sees what they're willing to do? Some of those teams may be looking for more marketing Tom Brady than football Tom Brady. That Bill may be letting him do this, giving him the rope right now, because in the end, it might help him reel him back in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly, look, this is what Tom chose to do. He opted out of his contract. So because he did that, I mean, it makes no sense for the Patriots to get a deal done immediately because he wants to have the opportunity to look. And I think that because of that, you know, only time is going to be told. Now, what are the deals out there? Is it Titans? Is it the Raiders? Is it the Chargers? I mean, I don't know if anybody really knows for certain what the money is going to be come time. But the only way they're going to find out is to be a free agent.
So, hey, be honest with me, okay? And I feel like every time I ask you to be honest.
That implies I haven't been honest.
Well, no, it
implies I've never been honest.
No, it implies that maybe you won't answer, but I want you to answer this, okay? With all honesty, okay? Like when you're a GM, like how often would an agent try to engage you in talks or conversation, financial contract conversations regarding a person who you're not allowed to talk about? Like how often would an agent try to, I guess, like, you know, tamper. Undercut the rules and tamper?
Well, I mean, you know, undercut the rules. I mean, look, the NFL, for all the things they do well, they have a combine. And every agent is there, and then they say you're not allowed to have conversations. I mean, you and I both know they go on. It happens all the time. It's just part of the trade. It's, you know, a little bit of like the fabric of the industry. You know that there's conversations going on. You know, maybe the Bengals are the only team being naive enough to think that they don't. But for the most part, every team knows that when you get a collection of agents in one city, and you get a collection of teams in one city at the same time, we're not going to talk about, you know, the latest episode of Succession. We're not going to talk about, you know, what's going on in the world of hockey. You know, we're having conversations about football and about players. And if tampering is, hey, you know, I'd be interested if your guy, if he's really willing to lead, if that's tampering, Christ, I've done it a billion times.
Well, then you were honest. That's what I was looking for.
I like that. All right, Mike, I don't know. We've talked about different teams with you. I know all these. Let me ask you about Tampa Bay.
I don't see Tampa Bay. I really don't. I don't see, you know, to me, yeah, Jason Light's down there. I don't know how close Tom and Jason are. You know, when you look
he
at
was here. Yeah.
What he was there, but yeah. I don't know how close they were, yeah. how much of an interaction. You know, John Robinson was probably closer, you know, being around the team a little bit more, but in Tennessee. But to me, let's just go style of offense, right? I mean, Bruce Arians is he wants to hit the three-run homer on every single drive. I mean, you know, there's a reason why my man who's colorblind couldn't really make a good decision with the football. You know, Jameis Winston, he's 30 for 30. You know, he's throwing to the other team as much as he's throwing to his team. Because he takes chances down the field. This is what the offense is about. Carson Palmer, you know, these guys, I don't see that being the style of which Tom really would excel in, if that's what you're thinking. Yeah, I mean, you know, income taxes, yeah, perfect, great. Florida, no estate income taxes, huge deal. Is the team ready to win? Not really. I mean, got some real severe offensive line issues. They've got some talented wide receivers, no doubt, but you know, I just don't know if that's the right fit for him. But, you know, like, I don't know if fit really matters when sometimes I talk that way, when I know my career has always been money can make people think fit is there.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, if and we're talking to Mike Lombardi here, if Tampa does show interest, does that make you believe that they think he can be that kind of offense, or they're willing to sort of change their offense to what Tom Brady would do?
I think anybody who signs Tom is going to say to themselves, look, we're not going to sign Tom to have Tom run what we're going to do. We're going to learn what Tom wants to do and make Tom be successful. Okay. You know, it's a lot easier for us to change to Tom than for Tom to change for us.
So you just don't think that that's what Arians wants to do? He likes the home run too much to change?
I think so, you know, and I think that, you know, look, if they sign, say they, let's just walk through it, reverse engineer it, but they sign Tom, what do they do? They let Winston go. They're going to have to draft somebody sooner because it's not going to be a 3 or 4 year thing. Now, maybe that's what Bruce wants, because Bruce is probably not in this for the long haul. He came out of retirement. You know, Bruce takes a lot of time away from the building, not necessarily, you know, as he's made it very clear, whether it's been on Brian Gumbel or any other program, that, you know, he's going to have all his coaches go home and see their kids play football or soccer or whatever. You know, he's going to make time to do the things off the field.
You've said this before, that every year we have a few quarterbacks at the top of the list, and then there are a bunch of other quarterbacks kind of, and if I'm misquoting you, I apologize. It was a while back that you went into this whole thing. Brady is not one of those guys at the top of the list. He's one of those guys in the middle of that list. So other than marketing purposes and the fact that a lot of these teams don't get talked about an awful lot, and Brady suddenly would put them in the front focus, and they would be on some of these nationally televised games. Why would a bunch of these teams look at Tom Brady at age 43? Forget about the last 20 years. They have to worry about the next 2 or 3 years and think that they got a better chance of winning because he's not Mahomes. He's not Jackson. He's not even, you know, Aaron Rodgers. He's not right now in that category.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great question, and I don't know the answer to that. I think that a team like Tennessee could say, look, we need to rebuild our kind of our mental toughness of what we're doing. But see, everybody talks Tennessee, and when I see Tennessee, I see an offensive line that's built for the run game, not built for the passing game. You know, and Tannehill made a lot of plays with his feet, more than you might think about. And I don't see that being Tom's strength. I know that's hard to believe, but I don't see Tom converting a 3rd and 15 running like Tannehill did against the Chiefs when they played him at home back in November. So I think that's the issue. I think, is it going to be, you know, I could see him coming in to be able to give them a foundation and a mental toughness that some of these teams really, really lack, the Raiders being one of them. But I don't know how long you can project that forward. I think that's an issue.
All right, based on what you just said when you talked about Tannehill, and we're seeing more and more of these quarterbacks that are coming out that can run. Some of them can really run. Others can extend a play, allow the receiver to get separation. Stidham is supposed to be that type of player. We don't know what he is. Are we missing something here? Could it possibly be? Because I'm not sure that Bill's going to waste $30 million on one of these other quarterbacks, or even $25, $20 million. Could we be missing something? Could it be that he's watching Stidham every day in practice? He's looking at Stidham or somebody else, and he says, you know what? He can do what Tom can't do right now. He can extend the play. And so, therefore, maybe if we have some offensive line blocking issues, that this other quarterback can do it, and maybe Bill's ready to move on. Are we missing that, Mike?
No, I don't think you are. I think that goes all into the whole evaluation. I've said this all along. You've got to be able to evaluate this on a whole level, not just on a micro level, you know, or on a one-year level. I think you have to, and I think you have to look at the dynamics of the league. He's watched Stidham every day, and I'm sure there's a lot of things Stidham does really well, and there's probably things he can't do very well right now, but he can improve. I think ultimately, too, is take it to the offense. I mean, what would the offense look like without Tom in it? Now, it probably is not going to be as diverse in terms of being able to get into the right play, check, do all that, but maybe it'll allow him to do more things that are away from the center, away from one launch point. And so there's a lot of give and take that you have to consider, and then you're dealing with an older player. You're dealing with someone that if we commit to this money, as great of a player as he's been, if we commit to him and we move forward, where are we if it just isn't the same thing that we thought? I think I wrote this for The Athletic, and I think that you have to be really aware of it, is what happens if both Rivers and Brady are just not at the same level they were last year, and even though last year they weren't at the same level they were the year before, what happens if we continue to see a slip? And then where are you?
All right, so Mike, I know we talked to Tampa, Tennessee. I don't think you thought the Chargers was a good fit either. I'm just curious, is there a good fit? Raiders? Colts? Is there a good fit?
I don't think the Colts are. I think the Colts are, in fact, interested in Rivers. I don't think they're interested in Tom. I for me, at the end of the day, I always come back to, does he really want to go somewhere else and learn some other offense? I mean, I've said earlier in this conversation, the teams would adapt to him, but it's still going to be a different terminology, a different setup, a different coach, a different way to approach a game. I mean, remember, Tom's used to approaching games in the Belichickian way, which is, how are we going to play this game complementary-wise to win the game? You know, you think that happens in every NFL city, and Christian, you probably can speak to this as well as I do. It doesn't. It doesn't. There are three separate entities within a team, the special teams, the defense, and the offense, and most teams don't have them operating within complete harmony to win the game. And in New England, everybody thinks that's the norm outside the league, when you and I both know that's not really what reality is.
So, Mike, last question. So I was using a baseball stat, WAR, okay, wins above replacement. So, and I'm using it with Brady. So my WAR for Brady is 5. And I feel like anywhere he goes, regardless of where he goes, he's worth 5 wins to that team. I think Glenn has it at 3, Lou's right in the middle at 4. What do you think it would be at?
I would lean more towards three. I think five's really real. I mean, look, he's going to make other players better. His mind's going to be good. But there are some skill level, that 42, 43, that do prohibit you from being the best you could be. And I think as the season gets longer, and if it gets to 17 games and it goes into late into February, as much as he takes care of his body and as much as it's been part of his life, it's still a long year. It's still hard to do these things at a high level over 9 months. And I just think, to me, to add three wins would be a lot. Add five, I think, would be an awful lot.
I think people, when they talk about Brady, they talk about him in terms of the last 20 years. And I'm not talking about Max Kellerman saying he's going off the cliff, because he certainly isn't going off the cliff. But
no.
But he's 40, going on 43.
Right.
And he's been remarkable to this point. I give him all the credit, and TB12 works and everything else. But, God, we're in uncharted waters here. And people are treating him like we're talking about Tom Brady leading the team back down 28-3 against Atlanta.
Yeah, I think what people have a hard time, fans especially, is to identify what's good and what's great. That's the hardest thing scouts have going, what's really good and what's great. And we tend to think that great players are like baseball cards in Strat-O-Matic baseball. You just put the card out there and they're going to be great all the time. And yet we don't really analyze the data that says they're probably just good right now. You know, if you ask most fans, is Tom Brady a top five quarterback? They would say, yeah, but you know, last year he didn't have enough skill. He didn't have enough offensive guys, yada, yada, yada. Well, is he in fact a top five player? That doesn't mean he's still, like you say, Max Kellerman. He's not, or Rod Parker, which is the most ridiculous things you ever could hear.
Tell us about,
you know,
it. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the most ridiculous things of all time. I mean, how anybody gives that an audience, I have no idea. But the reality of it is there is slippage in everybody that gets older's play, and it's to identify it and then to quantify it and how that is going to be reacted. And you're building a team from start. When you're in the middle of a season, you don't have time to, but you got to work your way through it. To start the season, you know what the pitfalls are, and it's not going to increase. So I think that's right. And I think that's a hard thing for people to do. Alex Ferguson talks about this all the time. We judge players often on world-class moments, not on world-class careers. Tom's had a world-class career, but perhaps he hasn't had many world-class moments over the last 8 games of the season that would lend you to think there is some slippage.
Mike, always great talking to you. By the way, Mike was honest.
I know.
He agreed with me an awful lot anyway.
You're not.
He agreed with me an awful lot. I'll take that.
I've never not been honest. I've just, you know, I think we live in a world where, you know, we have this quick rush to judgment. And, you know, and if somebody says something ridiculous and 40 million people hear it, they tend to believe it. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I mean, in some of this, whether it's Kellerman or Parker, I mean, they're just rooting against the Patriots. I think one thing the Patriots fans have to know, not because he's my friend, but because I've watched this man work, he's going to do what's in the best interest of the team to win. He's made no decisions based on ego. It's based on winning.
That's why I think there's a possibility Bill may, in his own mind, want to move on right now. We're going to find out down the road. Mike, always great talking to you. You can check him out on the GM Shuffle podcast. We'll talk to you down the road, Mike.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thanks,
that is Mike Lombardi right here on OMF.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, the Patriots did get some news today. Injury news, not good. Mohamed Sanu needs surgery to repair a high ankle sprain. He originally suffered that injury in week 11 against Philadelphia. Meanwhile, the Bruins beat the Dallas Stars, break their 2-game losing streak, 4-3 last night. For David Pastrnak, he scores a league-leading 46th goal. Chris Wagner, upper body injury, will not travel to the Long Island game tomorrow as the Bruins take on the Islanders at 1 o'clock. Celtics host the Rockets tomorrow night at the TD Garden. Kemba Walker unlikely to play against the Rockets, but Robert Williams has been cleared to play. He could see limited action. And the Twins lead the Red Sox 4-1 in the 8th inning. I know you guys wanted an update on that one. Bourbon and Bacon featuring new KM Bacon returns for 2 sessions, March 21st at the Encore Boston Harbor. For tickets, visit BaconEvent.com. That's BaconEvent.com for tickets. We're back to your phone calls coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
They have a combine, and every agent is there, and then they say you're not allowed to have conversations. I mean, you and I both know they go on. It happens all the time. It's just part of the trade. It's, you know, bit of like the fabric of the industry. We're not going to talk about the latest episode of Succession. We're not going to talk about, you know, what's going on in the world of hockey. You know, we're having conversations about football and about players. And if tampering is, hey, you know, I'd be interested if your guy, if he's really willing to lead, if that's tampering, Christ, I've done it a billion times.
Boy, that's honest right there. Call the commissioner. Let's send the commissioner the tape right now. Can they go after him for past offenses from many years ago? Commissioner can do anything, right?
What's that article for? Wait, isn't that what they created a legal tampering period just to combat? So the league knew what was going on. I said, listen, guys, I know you guys are doing this behind my back. All right, I'm going to just do me a favor. Just hold off. I'm going to give you 3 days where you guys can do whatever you want. Talk, work out a deal, and then when the 18th comes around, the first day of free agency, bam, you can announce it at 8 a.m. in the morning.
So the legal tampering period has now become the negotiating period.
Supposedly.
So, yeah. So what you do really is you actually negotiate.
I mean, I don't get it. Now, obviously, Mike Lombardi talking about how you should do it all the time, but...
Christ, I've done it a billion times.
Why can't they just, you know, the legal tampering period's like 3 days. Why don't they just make it once the Super Bowl's over?
Yes. Yep.
And have the whole period.
Yeah, but what,
then they do it through the Super Bowl.
You're tampering. No, that's with your free agents. You can't make anything official until this period of time or whatever it is. And it's just tampering with my... No, we're not tampering with your anything. Well, maybe you give the team... Maybe it's like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. If you just so you and your team, your player could talk to one another.
Well, there are some...
And like, you know, here we are, 1st of February.
Yeah.
Or whatever. 2nd week of February. President's Day. You talk to whoever the hell you want.
There are some...
Why shouldn't Tampa Bay or Indianapolis or San Diego or the Chargers be talking to Don Yee right now, along with the Patriots?
Sure.
Why got to wait, though, 3 days before free agency starts?
Okay, but let me ask you the question.
We know they are, so why do you have to wait?
Let me ask you the question. Truth or a lie? Don Yee is talking to teams right now about Tom Brady and getting into figures.
Yeah, so to me, it's like tampering.
Is that true or a lie?
Yeah,
true.
Tampering is...
Absolutely.
You know, the guy's got 1 year left in his deal, you know, and it's week one, and, you know, in August... Guys down in Tampa saying, yeah, Brady's got 1 year left. We're going to go after him hard next offseason. You know, I mean, he's still got another year left in his freaking deal, right? But once the season's over, your contract should be over once you're done playing.
Well, a lot of general managers want to flip the draft and free agency, right? They want to flip it around where they have the draft first and then they have free agency after. Because
it, then that's fine. I mean, make it – I agree. I don't know why they
– draft.
Season's over. Super Bowl ends. Everybody is free. Do whatever you want. Talk to whoever you want and have at it. I mean, honestly, because, I mean, after that, what are we doing? The Pro Bowl is before the Super Bowl now also.
And nobody's watching the XFL anymore.
And then
you're in. You won the football world.
I could see why. I don't even know why agents would want to do that. Like, I'd want to get my guy a contract before the draft came up.
No, agents don't want to do that. General managers
want to. Yeah, because if I'm an agent, I'd be sitting there saying, no. You want my client. You don't want to draft a kid in the 7th overall. Sign my client first.
But I heard Tom Curran again.
Give him money.
I heard Tom Curran mention that Don Yee hadn't talked to any of these teams. Well, do we have that? Here it is.
I mean, Tom, the fact that it is now being talked about on a national scope, does that change anything?
It does in some ways because I think it changes the way the Patriots react to some of the news. How does it change to me when it's reported inaccurately that there was a meeting between Don Yee and the Patriots that was going to happen and it doesn't happen? Well, then that causes everyone nationally to say, well, why? What happened?
Right.
Which causes the Patriots to react with CBA.
CBA. He's saying using the CBA as an excuse.
And they may be using the CBA as an excuse. Lombardi brought it up, but let's face it, guys. You can still have the conversation. Maybe you can't get deep enough into it. You will be able to in 3 days.
Yeah, but don't you know the rules?
But that's kind of an excuse.
Well, I was saying, when you don't know the rules, you know it's one of two options, correct? So you could sit there and say, okay, no CBA, it's this. CBA, it's this. You know, whatever, right?
Hey, Tom, if they ratify this thing, we get it passed, we can extend it out so we can give you a little bit more money, right? Because we can play.
What he's talking about, though, is the whole Rappaport story.
Yes.
You know, Rappaport's had two stories in the last 3 days. The first one was that Don Yee was going to meet with the Patriots, and everybody ran with it. Although, if you listen to the words he used, he didn't say that, but everybody ran with it. And then yesterday, he came out with the report that Don Yee has already met with, and other people worded it this way, already met with the Colts, the Chargers, and the Raiders this past week about Tom Brady. Now, the Colts have come out and said that report's made up.
And why would they say it's made up?
Because the wording in which Ian Rappaport used was, well, there's a good chance you would think, possibly, I would assume, he didn't have anything to report. He just made stuff up and people ran with it like it was one. But when there is no meeting, like Tommy Curran's pointing out, the Rappaport said you're going to meet with the Patriots. There was no meeting. What happened? Why was it canceled? Well, now what's going on? Hold on. It wasn't canceled because it was never scheduled.
Yeah, CBA.
That's like saying the athlete's coming back in 2 weeks, and when he doesn't, people say, what happened?
See,
are you still hurt? What's wrong?
Remember what season it is.
It was a made-up report.
They're all
fake.
Lying. Now, indirectly, the insiders are lying because they're getting fed information by people who are trying to control the narrative, trying to limit the damage. Of course the Colts, of course Yee would come out and say, hey, I haven't spoken to anybody, because it's tampering if you do. Now, if you want to talk about semantics and how you said it and how you serve it up to somebody, fine. They're all full of crap. Like, that's why I wanted Lombardi to at least admit it. They're all talking, all of them. So Yee hears that his name is out there in the street. The Colts hear that their name is out in the street. The Tampa Bay Bucks. You think Bruce Arians all but told us and gave us the blueprint.
Gave you the
Jameis Winston is gone, and he mentioned two names.
He mentioned
veteran quarterbacks who he could implement right away and have the best chance to win.
So we can win with Jameis. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, but
again,
he mentioned two
other quarterbacks.
He's lying too.
He's lying. Wait, who actually believed him?
We're all lying. In the end, I think you can read through all of the weeds here, and you come to the conclusion that Don Yee is indeed talking to these other teams. And by the way, I don't think the Patriots have a major issue with that. I don't think they're going to file tampering charges, because I think they want this to happen. And that's the reason they haven't spoken with Brady yet about the specifics, because they want him to hear from other teams before they finally throw their offer on the table. Let's go to John in Easton. Hey, John.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, John.
Before I make my point, Christian, I have a question. You grew up in Southern California. I assume you were a Rams fan growing up.
No, I was actually a Steelers fan.
Rams are gone, right?
Yeah. No, they were there. They were there.
Yeah. And who, I mean, you played for a number of teams. Who are you, if you had to pick a team now, who is your favorite team? Is it the Patriots because you work here, or are they truly your favorite team?
My childhood team was a Steelers, so I have an affection for the Steelers. But as far as an adult, I mean, I'm pro Patriot. Yeah. I mean, and I was in Seattle for 7 years, and I have no affection towards them at all.
So you're an adult now? Is that what
I'm an adult officially now.
That's quite
I'm almost 50.
That's great. Congratulations on that, by the way.
You're welcome.
I think it's questionable still, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I find amazing is that listening to different shows in this city, in national, and we've got two radio stations, we've got the NBC Sports at Night, Lou, it's great when you're on both of those and such. But the narrative from the number of people in this town, as well as the national people, it's impossible to know what to believe, because there's, on any given day, there's 18 to 24 different stories out there.
Because it's all spin, John. It's all spin.
Right, and then there are some people in this city, your competitive station at the same time slot, two of those guys who grew up in this city claim on this show, and they've admitted for ratings purposes, that they want Brady to leave because it'll give the show more to talk about.
Right.
Well, John, I agree with him.
Yeah, no, I think I'm on record saying the exact same thing.
For our selfish point of view, John, it actually would be better.
But it's like, right. you know, it would it's, be like, it's our job, right. but you know, I don't want to see Brady leave, but if he does, it's good for business. I don't understand what the
get that, the but criticism. At least you're admitting that, Lou. And I give you credit for saying that in Glenn. But there's one particular guy on the other station that is so disingenuous that if a squirrel ran up his legs, it would starve because he's got no nuts. I mean, and it's just listening to all that rhetoric that's brutal.
I think better.
So here's
than
what you do.
Good squirrel
shut
jokes.
Up, nerd.
Well, I mean, and you're right. I mean, there's so much stuff out there. So is it possible to just strip all the nonsense? Don't look at Brady's Instagram. Don't look at Giselle's. Don't listen to Darlington. Don't listen to Curran, Schefter, Rappaport. Just ask yourself, what do you think is going to happen? Because the last 3 years, he's been looking for an extension. He never got one. He won the MVP, went to the Super Bowl, threw for 500 yards, made $15 million. They said, we'll give you five incentives. You can make five more. We'll put you up to 20 after winning the MVP. You won't be able to reach the incentives, but we'll all admit it's a joke. And it probably pissed you off. Now, the next year, what we'll do is we're going to give you a little bump in pay. We won't give you the long-term deal, though, because we don't believe you're going to be ready for another year. We don't think you're going to be a good quarterback in 2 years. The Patriots have always let a guy go before, you know, a year early rather than a year late. They never overpay for anybody. The guy's got his house in the market. They moved out of Brookline. He dumped best buddies. It's been in the works for a year. Great. Well, so hasn't been contract negotiations. Haven't gone well over the course of time. He moved his kids out of Brookline and went back to New York when the season ended. What the hell do you think is going to happen? Strip all the nonsense. Do you think Bill Belichick?
Do you think Bill Belichick is
going to sit there and say, I've already wasted $9 million in cap because I had to reach for Antonio Brown. I traded a second-round pick for Mohamed Sanu. I had to get involved with Josh Gordon. You know, I don't know if I could trade more assets to bring in more people to please Tom. And, oh, by the way, I'm supposed to pay him more than I ever have at 43?
Yeah, you're just saying that for the
what
show.
What do you think is going to happen? Strip it all.
It's all you care about.
He's
is the
gone.
Show.
Ski.
So,
Gonski. See, and here's the thing
take
before
away
we break.
All the
here's
rumors
the thing.
And just deal with
thank
what you,
you
see.
Thank you. It's you don't need
thank
you don't
now.
Need someone to help you guide to your decision. All you have to do is strip it and look at it for what it is. Look at their history, look at their philosophy. Follow the trail. To me, it's simple. But everyone gets caught up with this Brady hysteria. It's worse than the freaking coronavirus.
Wow.
Worse than the coronavirus.
Write that
Brady
down.
Brady hysteria
in the New
is
York
worse
Post
than the coronavirus.
I mean, so is it the flu.
New York Post story. Tom Brady has coronavirus.
Right, even though he stripped it all down and he threw all of the stuff out there. I agreed, by the way, with just about everything he just said. I still think that Tom Brady is coming back.
Just for the record, Lombardi is not some sort of expert. I mean, how many times has he been right? Yeah. I mean, give me a break. He was wrong all year.
617-779-7937. We're all selfish bastards.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Let's go, boys!
On EEI.
Back here at OMF at 617-779-7937. Let's rush through these callers. Next hour, we'll talk with Hall of Famer Warren Moon, who had the opportunity to play into his 40s, and it was rough. Toward the end, he had some success, but not what you're looking at with Tom Brady right now or expecting with Tom Brady, but we'll find out how difficult it was for him to actually do it at that age. And he was bouncing around with different teams. He had gone from Houston to Minnesota to Seattle. I think he finished up with, Kansas City. Louie is in Amesbury next up here on OMF. Louie?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Great.
I'm doing okay. Been on hold for a little while, so just give me a minute. I got a couple quick things. So, Lou, I agree 1,000% what you just said. Everything makes sense. But the only exception is we're talking about Tom Brady. We're not talking about some of these guys that came to the end of their career and you get breaking news, and all of a sudden you'd say, oh, my God, I can't believe they just let this guy go. We're talking about Tom Brady. So
It's not. It just. There's so much conjecture out there. I mean, it's. Listen. It comes down to what Brady's. He's going to pull the trigger on it, and it's both. You guys have all been talking about. It's both. It's the money. It's his pride. It's going to a good team. It's all of it. It's all of it. But a couple other quick things. And I just wanted to see what you thought about. I think when you get Devlin coming back and Andrews coming back.
He's not coming back. Devlin's not coming back.
How do you know he's not coming back?
He's not coming back.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's ego. You know what, Christian? You're the third thing I want to talk about, but let me finish about that. Wow. So I think if Brady's looking at maybe Sanu with the foot, maybe that was his issue. I don't know, but, you know, we expect more out of him. You got Edelman. You got Harry coming back. Harry coming back in his second year. Maybe another tight end. And if you do get these guys back, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Okay, enough about that. What about me? About me, Louie.
It's Christian, Louie.
It is. Christian.
Yeah, Louie.
You know, it is all about you, you dope. You got the guy who's a National Lombardi. Come on, you say, let's be honest. You know what? You are the most sarcastic son of a gun, condescending, big old you and your fat face.
Tell me about it, Louie.
Do you have anything positive to say?
Yeah, Louie, hold on, Louie. We call it in the radio. Oh, my God. Glenn, shut up. Louie.
Go ahead, Christian.
Jesus.
And you and
Glenn would be great together.
Verbal
First of all, Louie, I'm doing you a favor. What I don't want, you're an awesome guy. I love him. I'm doing you a huge favor. Do you like being lied to, Louie? Do you like people just stringing you along, playing you for a fool? Do you like that, Louie?
Christian,
hold on, Louie. Do you like being used? Yes or no?
I'm not listening.
That's an yes or no question, Louie. I sat there and listened to you. Do you like being used? You like being used. You like being somebody's little toy. Like you're all you are. You're a little cat. And then all Michael Lombardi's and the Ian Rapoports of the world are just toying with you because you're so gullible. And you're so easily, you're like a sheep. Oh, Louie. Kalima. Kalima. Kalima.
All right, Louie.
I like when he
Hold
started.
On. Thank you for the phone call, Louie.
When he said that I was right about it.
Louie.
I like that. It was good.
Verbal abuse right there. Verbal abuse. Something we face every single day.
You guys have to question who is giving you the information.
I thought you did a good job, bud.
You have
to be honest.
So you don't think James Devlin's coming back?
No, I don't think he's coming back.
Why are you so negative?
Yeah, you're very negative. Do you want the team to win or you want the team to lose?
I want them.
And what happens when a squirrel crawls up your leg?
Got no nut.
Ron's in Medford. Hello, Ron.
God, Ron, you all right over there?
Oh, you're breathing.
I'm good. I'm not the one getting attacked on the air. Hey, listen, you know what was funny? The call before that, you had a guy actually call you to complain about the guys he's listening to on the other station.
Yeah. It's a therapy session.
I just wanted to tell you, I listened to them, not you, and he complained about them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
It's a therapy.
Stop listening.
Come lay on the couch.
Now, listen, Christian, this is really when you play in the NFL, but I have this argument with people all the time about this system quarterback crap. I mean, Parcells ran the ball when he was with the Giants.
Ron, you're breaking up, Ron. Ron, listen, Ron, hang up, Ron. Hang
call
up, call right back.
Call us back.
And we'll put you up first.
We're having trouble with your line. Here's Matt in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
You know, Christian, I'm glad that you're making your little jokes about the coronavirus, but I've been operating and running an optometrist studio over here for 5 years. This is the first time that we've ever gotten a CDC alert.
Really?
It's a joke. Yeah, yes. You think it's a joke, but
No. Who's saying it's a joke? Who's saying it's a joke? I just did a whole thing yesterday
about the coronavirus,
about wearing a mask.
Well, I'm going to tell you where it's going to affect you guys.
Where is it going to affect us, Matt?
No, I want to hear this. I want to spend some time on Corona. Go ahead.
Stock market.
It's going to start gaining steam. It's going to start having an effect on people that go to sporting events and concerts. And you think that the CDC is being active now. Give it another week. They've already sent out a notice saying that in the next 48 hours, they're going to start doubling and tripling their containment areas that they have at airports. That they wish that they, and if you don't think that this is bad, you don't think that they wish they could take a quantum leap and go back and change the way that they handled stuff back in the day, different areas of flus, vaccines. This is going to get really bad.
All right, Matt, when you say bad, talk to me. I want to hear quarantine. I want to know if I should be at the store buying everything. My kids going to be able to not go to school or what?
Well, listen, this is what they told us. There's two different types. There's the A virus and the B virus. Yeah. The A virus is going to be treated like a flu.
Yeah.
The B virus is going to be treated a little bit more extreme, requires severe bed rest. And we're not talking about bed rest up to a week, maybe months of bed rest. The problem is that the coronavirus feeds on proteins. So you're going to have to increase the amount of protein that you take in your diet. They're probably going to, inject it. Or including the IV, but it's
protein
shakes,
steaks, a lot of steaks and chicken.
It's good.
Well, so be it. Take care.
Okay. See,
he didn't sound sensitive at all.
Listen, so no one's saying
you're pissing people off.
I know, I am.
You are really pissing people
off. Nobody's saying that I don't think the coronavirus is bad. I have more information on the coronavirus than any of you have had 4 months ago. Okay, 4 months ago, because I have intel direct from China.
China.
Now you got a guy in China?
I do. You know what?
No, he does.
To the point,
he's right
about this. Where I can actually read you the emails. You want to know what factories are doing in China? I can tell you.
Yeah, tell me.
You want to know what the government is telling the people in China? I can tell you.
He is right.
I knew 4 months ago.
Here's what I want to know.
Okay, so, and I told you before the show.
You did tell us.
And the flu, which kills 20 to 30,000 people in our country a year.
I have no idea. All I know is be wary of the B virus.
You just learned that.
Yeah, we just heard the B virus.
2 minutes ago from our last caller.
Beware. Right. I said, I don't know. Just
the A virus,
COVID-19 or something.
It's the flu, which kids everywhere.
I will tell you this, people in China, factories are reopening. They were at low capacity, at 40% capacity. Now they're slowly going back to 60.
Because they've all left.
80.
They lied to their people. They lied to their people.
No, they did. They did initially. Well, they were lying to everybody.
Okay.
Not just
Well, they all left and they came to U.S. because our borders are open, and Liz Warren wants to open them up even more.
That was a good solution by Liz Warren, didn't you think? She wants to take all of the money that Trump is using to build the wall to keep people out. She wants to put it all into the solving the problem of the coronavirus.
I really want to know if I should be at the local Shaw Star Market down there. If I should be just going crazy and bringing in like mac and cheese and cans, everything.
Well, see, that's
why
yesterday. What happens
if you just sit in your house? Listen,
yesterday I said that I had to take this trip. I don't want to fly because I don't want to get sick. Right? I don't want to get sick. I don't want to catch anything. So I'm going to wear a mask.
How many cases have they had in
Jamaica? Ryan tells me, hey, you have to. One, if you're healthy, you shouldn't wear the mask. The only people who should wear the mask, should be the people who are
Yeah, it's the reason why you should wear one.
And then he tells me, this is Ryan now, saying, like, in order to get a mask that works, you have to get it fitted, right?
Exactly. You got to go. You got to see a doctor. They put a hood over you.
Facial hair. Facial hair is a factor, too.
I saw the diagram.
Lou's going to have a shave to put one on.
You should be fine. I think porn stash was
okay.
There was a check mark next to porn stash.
Fit, yeah.
So you should be fine. But I was a little bit concerned with that. Yeah.
Listen, we're taking it seriously.
I want to get sick.
But the fact is, don't you get the feeling, and, government officials, they have to overreact to this stuff. But, boy, people are in a panic now. And Lou just brought up some, figures with flu. People die of the flu every year. Senior citizens, older people that are already dealing with health issues.
Staff member, self-quarantine.
Right.
I think it's herself.
Everyone just calm down. Calm down, all right?
Because she had a fever,
so this is the other problem,
right? Makes sense.
But
you don't know what it is.
It's that time of year, right? You sit there, you wake up, like Ryan just gets on the phone. He's like, out of nowhere, I'm like sneezing. I got the sniffles, my nose, whatever.
And so now I feel fine now, by the way. But like you're saying, it's the time of year.
But I'm just saying, 3 months ago, you go and get, whatever. Now, you self-quarantine yourself for a week until you call up the school staff and say you got coronavirus. Right.
I'm telling you, we should take turns doing that.
I was going to say, do me a favor, Ryan. Check out the weather next week. I might actually do that.
No, you know what I'm getting?
Next year, you want the weather in Orlando.
It's supposed to be 55, 60, I think, next Wednesday.
I'm getting it July 4th.
Next week's a good week to do that.
Yeah, I might get it.
I quarantine myself. Here's Alan Everett. Hello, Al.
You don't miss me, Glenn.
Of course I miss you, Al. How's the sandwich business?
Oh, it never ends, man. It never ends. I gotta bring you.
What did you bring us some sandwiches? Al owns all these sandwich shops everywhere. When are you gonna sell all of the sandwich shops and retire? Sell to the big, the big companies.
My little baby, Ariana. She's 16 now. I'm out of the woods. She's self sufficient. She can dress herself. I'm out of the woods. I can get around better now.
Trust me, trust me. 16, they're not self sufficient yet. Good luck.
16, they're not self sufficient yet. Anyway, Glenn, you finally get an intelligent caller. 3 calls ago, he's praising Parcells, and what do you do? You said you got a bad connection. You hung up on the guy.
I couldn't help him. We had a bad connection.
I know. That's not why I'm calling.
That's the excuse I used to use for you all the time, but that guy really had a bad connection.
No, but you know what's funny? I'm on hold, and he calls about. You never hear anyone call about that. It was funny, but who's the, Lou?
Yeah.
Who's the caller? Like, five calls? I don't know what, about half hour
ago. Oh, his name's Jack. It's going to rip Belichick.
He's on there. He's telling you that Brady, without Belichick, would have been like 2 years in a backup. Is he out of his mind? I don't know what the guy's name was, right?
Yeah, 2 years of no Belichick, he would have been out of the league, I think. I mean, I was obviously kidding, but he agreed with me.
Yeah.
Lou, you're always right on, I got to tell you.
He's kidding.
You're the only guy. I've been saying this for 15 years. For 15 years I've been saying this. The year with Matt Castle, they were 18-0 the year before. They lost. That's a five-game drop. Yeah.
Lou was using sarcasm.
No, not with this one. He's right about this.
No, he was on my
Al, neither one of them would have gone to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 if they had not been together for all of these years.
So, but here's
come on, we all know that. You want to bitch about Belichick. And no, you want to rip Belichick.
Well, why can't I just give the facts? He was 16-18 without Brady. He didn't win a division without Brady. The 2 years he didn't have Brady, he didn't win the division. Every other year, 18, 20, how many years? So every year Brady's played, they won that division. The 2 years he didn't have him, he didn't win the division. You're going to just dismiss that? What's that, a coincidence?
So he's not the greatest coach?
Of course not. But you know something? Here's the other thing.
This is...
I only wish... Let me ask you this. I want to hear, because I can't get a straight story on this.
Yeah.
I only wish, Lou, 3 years ago, Bob Kraft didn't step in. Because I don't know about you, but if Tom Brady had that San Francisco defense and he kept Garoppolo like he wanted to, the fraud, you don't have him in 3 straight Super Bowls, Glenn, with that defense. You don't have Brady at least getting to the Super Bowl 3.
He would have won this year.
Hey Al,
are you kidding me?
Kraft didn't step in. I hate to ruin your little
Kraft
run here.
No, I didn't do that.
You're
not telling me that didn't happen.
Did not happen. Nope.
Well, come on, Christian.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
He's looking for help.
I was not paying attention. You lost me, Al. You heard something about a sandwich.
You know the story.
I agree with you, Al.
Al never thought the Patriots should have got rid of Parcells, and he thinks they should have brought him back for years. Al, the good thing is you still make a good sandwich. You're a knucklehead, but you still make a good sandwich. Goodbye.
The fraud.
Total fraud. All right, 617-779-7937 this hour, being sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, now open in Dedham next to Legacy Place. More of your phone calls on this whole Brady issue. And then Warren Moon, who knows a little bit about going to a team and a different team and trying to do it at quarterback at age 40. We take your phone calls next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.